This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In Aurora Monday, more than a dozen elected leaders and community activists gathered to speak out against the city's firing of Vanessa Wilson as police chief. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Maisha Fields, a survivor of gun violence, says Vanessa Wilson was a dedicated leader who worked on mending relationships in the community.
This is a setback, and it puts black and brown people of color on the table for more injustice.
Field says Aurora needs a police chief who can help close the gap of inequity between the city and communities of color. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is close to getting a new police chief. The city's mayor has selected Adrian Vasquez, who has served as interim police chief since March. His appointment needs confirmation by the city council. A school district in Colorado Springs will eliminate its Department of Equity and Inclusion. That's School District 11 in the Springs. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The board's conservative majority led the decision for next year's preliminary budget. The parents' group Neighbors for Education says it's heartbroken. The group's Jen Williamson says an audit shows large equity gaps between students.
We saw the problem. We saw the need for change in the way that we're doing things so that the needs of all students could be met, because they are not.
The board's president says the equity director position was hard to justify when the board is considering cutting 53 teacher positions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A bill to set a new statewide code for energy-efficient buildings gets its first hearing in the legislature this week. Here's CPR Sam Brash.
Under the bill, local communities would have to adopt efficiency rules that meet statewide minimums by 2025. The standard would require far more energy-efficient homes ready for solar panels, electric cars, and electric heating systems. Supporters say that would help cut utility bills 8 to 9% without increasing construction costs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.